Om Shanti. 21st November 2019, Thursday. Sweet children, son shows father, renounce following the dictates of your mind and follow Srimat, for only then will you be able to show the father. Sweet children, son shows the father, renounce following the dictates of your mind and follow Srimat, for only then you will be able to show the father. So we have often heard this term, son shows the father. That means son reveals the father. That means if somebody sees the son, the father is remembered. And Baba says, for doing this, you have to follow Srimat and renounce Manmat. Because this Srimat has come from father. So naturally, when the Srimat is followed, whatever the son does would reveal the father. And this revelation would be visible from certain things. The first thing is, what all things are there in the son that the father would be visible. So the first thing is actions, karma. From the actions of the son, the father would be revealed. Second is speech. From the speech of the son, the father would be revealed. The next is behavior, chalan. From the behavior of the son, the father would be revealed. The next is seva, service. The father would be revealed. And the fifth, these are all those things which are seen on the surface. Habits or sanskars. So these are the five things that would reveal the father. And underlying these five things are certain thoughts, certain emotions, certain feelings, drishti, vritti, and other things. So these are those things which are seen on the surface, external. Inside, there is something else. These are the reflection of something which is inside. Suppose somebody is deeply inspired inside, many things would be revealed on the surface. Another person who is deeply depressed in the center, the same thing would be revealed in these five things. So Baba is saying, if you are on Srimat, your actions would be as per the Srimat. Very exalted, very elevated, lofty. In a similar manner, when you are on Srimat, automatically the speech would be very powerful. The speech would not have particles of waste. So also behavior, etiquettes, manners would be very royal when you are on Srimat. And such royal behavior, such royal manners would in turn reveal the father. Even so, seva. There would be spark of spirituality in the services that we would do. Otherwise, there are people in the world who do a lot of social service also. But that doesn't mean that that is spiritual service. Ours is not just social service, but it is the spiritual service. So there would be reflection of spirituality in the services that we do. And this seva would in turn reveal the father. And the next is habits and sanskars. Habits are those things which are performed automatically. Sanskars, we don't have to work on them. They arise on their own because they are in the subconscious mind. So you don't have to practice them. Quite in spite of yourself, they come out. So if the sanskars have become divine, if the habits have become spiritual habits, and somebody sees this thing in some person, naturally they will ask, who has taught you all this? Or this boy or this girl has got a very good education, or his parents must be very much royal that they have given such training to the child. So naturally, when somebody sees the child, the parents are revealed. They will arise questions about, who are you? If the children are very courageous, very strong, for example, in Ramayana, it is shown that sons of Sri Ram, Lav and Kush, they are in the forest and they catch the horse of that Rajasuya Yajna, that sacrificial horse. And it means, to catch the horse means you are giving challenge to the king who has sent that horse. So they catch the horse and they defeat everyone who come to take away that horse. So they are small children and yet they are so valorous, so brave. So naturally there is a talk in the town as to who are they, whose children are they, how come they become so powerful? Because all these army men, commanders, they are very strong and they all got defeated at the hands of those two kids. So naturally there is a question as to who are they, what are they, who are their parents. So whenever you see extraordinary qualities in somebody, especially at a young age, often the question is asked, who are they, who are their parents, who taught them these things? So in the similar manner, Baba says, you have to reveal the father. And how will you reveal the father? First, actions. Our actions should be elevated, our actions should be selfless, as much soul conscious as possible, as much God conscious as possible, as much tireless as possible. And even whilst walking, even whilst doing something, one should remain a detached observer. In the stage of Trikaldarshi, knower of the three aspects of time. So then, those actions would reveal the father. And how should be our speech? How should be our speech? Soft. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said you have to become soft, mulayam, norm. So your speech should not be harsh. It should be soft. Your speech should not be filled with curses. Rather, it should be filled with blessings. It should be laced with self-respect. So, when such a speech is there, then the question would be, who has taught you to speak like this? We haven't heard such speech any time before. Such power in the speech has come from where? And what is the real power that works behind the speech? Yes, there is one power. When that power is there, the speech automatically becomes powerful. Which is that power? Which works behind speech. Yes, it is the power of purity. The more the purity, the more the power of speech. It is the purity that works behind the power of speech. It's the purity that underlines speech. And it is impurity that undermines speech, that weakens speech. So, our actions should be elevated, exalted. Our speech should be elevated and very, very pure speech. Our speech should be tinged with vibrations of purity. Then the speech would become powerful, otherwise not. Third is behavior. What behavior will reveal the Father? How should be our behavior? Chalan. Yes. Royal. Very royal behavior. Lot of etiquettes. Lot of manners. So etiquettes, manners, behavior, demeanor. These are very important things. They are all seen on the surface. If suppose a person is well behaved, automatically the question arises, who has taught him? Definitely he must have been brought up in a very well-to-do family. And somebody is ill-mannered, somebody insults, doesn't know how to talk, is not at all, behavior is very, very bad. We get to understand that this person is brought up in a very bad atmosphere. So it's the behavior which reveals the Father. So here, in this divine family, Baba has given a lot of importance to behavior. So, make the behavior very, very well-mannered. Then the fourth thing which reveals the Father is service. What sort of seva is one doing? What is the bhav? What is the bhavana? What is the attitude behind service? Is it done for garnering name fame? It is done for hoarding money? Or it is done in the spirit of selflessness, which is very important. So our sevas should be selfless. Our sevas should be without the desire for name, fame and glory. Our seva should not be limited but unlimited. And it should be for all, not only for few people. So fourth thing that reveals the Father is seva. And the fifth thing that reveals the Father is sanskaras or habits. As I said, sanskaras and habits are automatic. You don't have to work on them. They work on their own. So sanskar and habits. How should be our sanskars? That will reveal the Father.
Easy
nature. Okay. Other is divine sanskar. Our sanskars should be divine. And what else? Happy mood. Okay. Baba said those who are great donors, their mood will be always constant and stable. Ekras. Constant and stable mood. So our sanskars should be very elevated. Shresht. Should be daivi. Should be divine. Our sanskar should be as per the codes and conduct of Brahmin Maryadas. And our sanskar should be based on soul consciousness rather than body consciousness based sanskars, which are very much destructive. So our sanskar should have constructive nature. They should be divine, they should be elevated, and they should be, and people should and persons should learn from these divine sanskars. So these are the five things that reveal the Father. So Baba said, sweet children, son shows father. So son will show father through his action, through his speech, through his behavior, through his seva, and through habits or sanskars. Renounce following the dictates of your own mind. Now there is one more thing in this. Baba said, give up following the dictates of your own mind. That's manmat. And follow Srimat. Renounce following the dictates of your own mind and follow Srimat. For only then will you be able to show the Father. And it is sometimes very difficult to demarcate Srimat, to segregate rather, Srimat and Manmat. Because many times we call the Manmat as Srimat. This is probably because of lack of complete knowledge. This is probably because of some ego within. This is probably because of some thing to show off. And this is probably because we have not understood Srimat completely. That's why it is in fact Manmat, but we call it Srimat. Had we understood Srimat in depth, we wouldn't have done this mistake. So the most important thing is to understand Srimat in depth. And as we discussed yesterday, Srimat is scattered in all the Avyakta Murlis and Sakar Murlis. So there should be every day fixed hours of reading, at least 1 hour or 20 minutes. Every Brahmin should devote to study of spiritual literature. The studying is very important, reading. Second is churning is very important. And third is sharing or discussing with somebody. These three things should be done every day. Reading spiritual literature, going in silence, going in solitude, and churning spiritual knowledge. And third, coming out and sharing with others or discussing with others or asking others. So these three things should go on every day. Because unless and until we do this, we won't be able to understand Srimat. To understand Srimat is not so easy. To go in the Murli class, to sit there, to open the book and to write down, to scribble out something, will not probably help us understanding Srimat fully. Understanding Srimat takes a lot of dedication. Because Srimat is very, very incognito, very much mysterious, hidden. And we have to understand what is the Srimat for me. If there are few statements written, what exactly is Srimat in that statement, in those statements? So understanding Srimat takes time, it takes dedication, it needs silence, it needs solitude, and you have to be a perpetual reader, a perennial reader, a continuous reader, a churner and a sharer. So reader, churner and sharer. When these three things are there all together, then automatically you understand Srimat. And then the chances of mixing Manmat with Srimat would be very slim. So today's essence, sweet children, son shows father. Renounce following the dictates of your mind and follow Srimat, for only then you will be able to show the Father. Om Shanti.